Dr. Haley Owen is with us from Livingston Hearing Aid Center here in DFW. Dr. Owen, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're getting a new survey that's shedding light on how the pandemic is affecting people with hearing loss, and it seems that it's affecting them very, very severely. 95% of those surveyed with hearing loss say that face masks have made it harharder to communicate. So, Dr. Owen, first off, does this number surprise you?
Not at all. Face masks are making it more difficult for everyone to communicate. If you add another layer of, you know, having hearing loss and the difficulty that that communication, you know, already causes in your life, you can only imagine how much more frustrating it would be for someone with a hearing loss to be communicating through the face masks.
How much do people with hearing loss rely on just being able to see the mouth move?
It's a great percentage. I mean, we're talking about not only lip reading cues, but also facial expressions. The masks are covering half of the face, so we're left with basically just the eyes. So while the masks keep us safe, they also muffle speech, and they make it harder for people with hearing loss to decipher the words.
Have you had any success with those masks that have the clear portion on the front of it that lets people see lips?
Yes, and we use those for a while. It's kind of a double-edged sword. It turns out that the masks that have the best visibility, the clear masks, actually muffle more of the sound. And the masks that allow more sound through then still get in the way of the visual cues. So there really isn't a perfect answer, unfortunately.
Man, that's really tough. Well, the survey also found that hearing loss patients are experiencing higher rates of anxiety, isolation, and loneliness. What have you seen in your patients?
This pandemic is causing these sorts of issues for the general normal public, right? People, reports of isolation and depression and loneliness are already elevated. Hearing loss is also known to cause these same issues, hearing loss, isolation, depression, loneliness. You add that to what they're already experiencing through social isolation, and it really only just compounds that factor.
Why is it helpful to have information like this survey available?
These are all things that we've seen in our practices. You know, we've talked to patients and they're telling us all of these. But this survey is really the first survey that has put numbers to it. You know, a number like 95% of people with hearing loss are experiencing more difficulty because of face masks. That's just something we couldn't have said before, so matter-of-factly.
The survey finds about half of those who responded felt a lack of empathy from family members and friends. How can we be more supportive of a loved one who's experiencing the hearing loss?
The best answer is just patience. At Livingston, we put a high focus on empathy in our counseling, especially when we speak to patients about their life situations and the challenges that they may be facing. But it's just a simple understanding of what they're going through. Hearing loss is the one disability where we put the blame on the person with the disability. You know, we're frustrated with them having to repeat ourselves. But if we just take a little bit of time and look for a reason to be empathetic to our fellow man, you know, they're struggling.
So what should people do if they notice they're having a harder time hearing others?
You know, understanding their needs, slowing down your rate of speech, facing a person when you're talking to them. Try to reduce as much background noise as you can. Rephrase as opposed to repeating what you just said, and just try to have some empathy.
Beautiful. Awesome stuff. Anything else you want to add?
I just want to remind everyone that we're all going through a tough time with this pandemic. So anytime that we can be patient with our friends and loved ones who might be experiencing added challenges from hearing loss or any other individual factor, people need it right now. And then also don't put off getting your hearing tested. At Livingston, we do hearing testing for free. It's never too early. The sooner we can treat a hearing loss, the better chances we have in the long run of a successful outcome.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.